Father, I give your name praise and glory and honor. I bless you for being my everything. I thank you right now, God, for being my provision, my leader, my guide, my comforter, my friend, my companion. And today I owe you my prayer. I owe you my worship. Hallelujah. I bless you, God, for being the greatest God in the whole world. I will sing to you in this holy place. I will tell you even in the marketplace. I will pray to you in my secret place. Everything. Yeah, I stand and give you glory and praise. For you are my everything. Hallelujah. Come on, stand and take 3 seconds to get to worship God right now. I don't care where you're standing. I want you to lift up your holy hands and begin to offer a worship, a praise, of appreciation to the Lord for being your everything. Before all mankind, I will continually praise your holy name for the rest of my life. I can stand and testify that none compares to you, for you are El Shaddai. Oh yeah, you are my everything. Father, I give you the praise and the glory and the honor, for you are my everything. Hallelujah. Father, I bless your holy name this day. And God, I will let the whole world know how great you are. What an awesome provider. What an awesome comforter. What an awesome friend. What an awesome God. I just want to testify a second. You are my life. Lord, you're my strength. You're everything to me. Even when I feel like giving up, you're my joy. So divine. Yes, you are. And Lord, you're my peace that surpasses all understanding. When I don't know where I'm going to turn to. Lord, you're my hope in the time of trouble. Coming from somehow, some way you make a way. You're my life, you're my strength. Lord, you're everything to me, and I gotta testify that you are my joy. When I feel like crying, when I feel like giving up, when I feel like throwing in the towel, you're my peace. Well, the devil thought he was gonna take my mind. For the trial of this life, you step right in on time. You became my hope in the time of trouble. When the gas prices went high, you still made a way. You are my life. You're my strength. You calm my mind, just like you calm the sea. You
my life, strength, joy, peace. Lord, you are my everything. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's a good day to be alive, and we just thank God for another day's journey. Good morning, and welcome, Blog Talk listeners all around this beautiful, sunshiny world to Runner for Christ Ministries Saturday morning worship service. I am Cassie Clyburn, your presiding person for this Saturday worship experience. We thank God for each and every one of you who tune in regularly, and we ask that you tell someone else that this Saturday worship service is happening. As always, we will start out with scripture and prayer, and at Runner for Christ Ministries, we believe it's vital, and the Word of God tells us so. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our paths. And we have this morning to help us do so is our very own Mother Irma Miller. Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. So good to hear you. Thank the Lord for our health and strength. Amen. Our scripture reading for the morning is from chapter 12, the book of Romans, verses 1 to 13. Again, Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 13. A living sacrifice to God. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behavior and the customs of this world, but let a God transfer you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Because of the privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourselves by the faith God has given us. Just as our bodies have many parts, and each part has a special function, so it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body, and we all belong to each other. In his grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So, if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you are a teacher, teach well. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If it is giving generously, give generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. Don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying. When God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality. Amen. May God add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. And our prayer for today, Lord our God, our Heavenly Father, we give thanks today for this opportunity to once again offer up to you some much-deserved praise and thanksgiving. Lord, we thank you for life, love, family, friendship, and fellowship. We ask that you fill with your Holy Spirit everyone who will take part in this worship service. We ask that you hear and answer the prayers of faith that are lifted to you by your people in this service. Lord, we ask that you heal the sick and comfort the many bereaved. We ask that you bless the preacher with a word from you for all of us to hear and obey. We ask that Jesus Christ be filled in the songs, the prayers, and the preached word so that all those who are lost will be found. Dear Father, we thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and it is in his mighty and wonderful name that we ask these blessings. Amen. God bless you all and have a wonderful day. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mother Irma, for our prayer and scripture and prayer. Have a great day.
Thanks, and you as well.
Yes, ma'am. A living sacrifice to God. How hard is it to do what it says? A living sacrifice. Now that we have acknowledged our ways unto the Lord, we will continue to be ministered with our song selection service with our very own shepherd, Pastor O. Take it away, Pastor O.
He brought me through tribulation. Never let a day go by and I realize, had not been for the Lord who was on my side, back was against the wall, looked out for me. He heard my cry and rescued me.
It was. God's grace, his unmerited favor, and the power to do all the things he called us to do, and his mercy, not giving us what we really deserve. And, man, we got it big time, and I love the Lord for that. You know, we look at the evil that's going on in the world today, and sometimes it become hard for us who know God is good and good all the time to see the good. Amen. But we know that God is working everything out behind the scenes, and, yeah, we is kids. But he don't tell us everything, amen. Jesus told his disciples in Acts chapter 1, right there around verse 8, they asked him, Lord, are you going to restore the kingdom to Israel at this time? Jesus was like, seriously? Seriously, really? Amen. He said, it's not for you to know the things that the Father has set by his own determination and time. Amen. So some things ain't for us to know, but know this, the Lord already got it worked out. You know, I love this song by Mary Mary. Amen. And it's called Yesterday. I cried my last tear yesterday. Either I'm going to trust the Lord. That's my favorite part. Or I might as well just walk away. Don't make no sense.
Yesterday, I decided.
That's a powerful song right there. Either I'm going to trust him or I might as well walk away. Can't just keep on crying, can't keep stressing, can't keep being depressed, can't. And sooner or later, we're going to have to go ahead and accept Jesus and the things that he said. We're going to have to learn how to be happy before we happy. Amen. Before happiness even come, we're going to have to stay happy. We're going to have to get to the place where Paul and Silas got, y'all. They was human just like us, and they got tore up on the floor, thrown in a dungeon, and sang praises to God at midnight. We can't even get a bill, $10 over what we owe, and be stressed out all night long. Can't even sleep, can't eat, can't even act right. Got headaches all the time, stressed up, blood pressure, everything going crazy. Do we trust Jesus? Amen. You know what? Part of the problem is that we get saved and we don't change. We got saved for sure. We accepted Christ our Lord and said, we ain't changed. We have not changed. We still the same. We worry just like we did before we got saved. We lie just like we did before we got saved. We depressed just like we ain't nothing changed. The only thing changed is we going to heaven. But the blessing that comes with being saved. Like Minister Natrice Jackson told us a long time ago at Running for Christ Ministries when we were at the hall, salvation is free. Step after that going to cost you. And we don't want to pay the price. But let me tell you something. You ain't never going to walk on water if you don't get out the boat. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, I want to send this one out to Sharon Abraham. Amen. She used to sing in the pastor's chorus at First Baptist Church. My home church, her home church, where she came from before she came to run for Christ, amen. And they used to rip the church apart when they sang this song.
Change has come over me.
As I look back over my life, and then yesterday, that's one of my favorite songs also, Pastor. And then a wonderful change has come over our life. What a selection of songs. Thank you. Thank you for those blessings and songs of faith and testimony. Our hearts have truly been moved and encouraged. Amen. Which takes us to time to talk to God, the only one who can meet all our needs. Come to the altar with all your cares and concerns. There is power in prayer. Following this selection, the next voice you will hear is our very own Downriver, best of the best, teacher, preacher, and prayer warrior, none other than Pastor Gerald Marshall Overall, our shepherd, Pastor O, offering prayer and petitioning God on our behalf. Meet us at the altar and prepare to receive Pastor Gerald Marshall Overall, Pastor O, pray to the Lord. Amen.
Say the name of Jesus. Say the name of Jesus. Say the name so precious. There is no other name I know. Say the
Amen. It's time for us to be able to take advantage of the opportunity that God has given us. Amen. Because we heard a blind man say over in John chapter 9 that God does not hear sinners, but we've been made saints because we've accepted Christ as our Lord and Savior. Now we can cry, Abba Father. We can say Daddy. We can use that intimate term. Amen, because we have that relationship. And so now we can cast our cares on him. We can make our requests known to him. And we know that he can do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could even think or even ask. Amen. So we know already whatever that it is that we desire of the Lord. Let me say it this way. He's going to address it. I can't say that God's going to do it. And here's why. Sometimes we ask God to do things that God's never going to do, that his word does not support, is not in a proper alignment with his divine or even permissive will. But I know he's going to address it because he knows that we have a need, and he's going to get us to the right place to get that need met and the right way. Amen. So understanding that, knowing that we have this privilege and we can take all our cares and concerns to him, let's approach his throne boldly because there's no hindrance. Jesus has moved that all out of the way and we can come directly to him. We don't need a priest. Jesus is our high priest. We don't need a mediator between us and God. We can go, Jesus said, when you pray, say, Our Father. He didn't say, go to somewhere and talk to some person in some booth somewhere and he'll talk to me about what you want. Amen. He told us, say, Our Father. He took the intermediaries out. The veil in the temple was rent from the top to the bottom to show that God did it. And he not just the high priest once a year could go in there and offer sins for himself and for the nation, but anybody could go in now. We could all see behind the curtain. It's like the Wizard of Oz. The curtain's been pulled back, but in a good way. Amen. So let's take advantage of this great privilege that God has given us. Lord God, our Father, we thank you today that you didn't just make us and then make us figure out who you are, where you are, or how to communicate with you. But we see early on that you intentionally communicated with Adam. And Adam could commune with you as y'all walked those days in the cool of the garden. We know, Heavenly Father, that you want us to know you. You said in your word, come near to me and I'll come near to you. And then you made a way for us to come near to you. His name is Jesus. And we cannot thank you enough for him. And we thank you, Jesus, that you were willing to leave heaven, the comforts of heaven, and come down here to the world that the Father allowed you to create. And the one you sustained, and you subjected yourself to humanity. You came into our world, into our time and space, and became a real historical person and wrapped yourself up with flesh that Mary gave you with your father's nature and became the God-man. And we beheld your glory as the only begotten Son of God. You walked among us. You walked with us we sing a song, Lord, that says, what if you were one of us? And you became one of us, not just to be one of us, but to rescue us. And Father, just like Adam and Eve, we get it in our heads that we desired you, but you desired us. We don't read where they went chasing after you to get back in relationship with you. We do read where you put them back in relationship with you. You did for them what they could not do for themselves. So you slew two animals, and you took their skins and covered Adam and Eve's nakedness and their shame. And you restored that relationship. And you, Jesus, came from heaven to earth wrapped up in human flesh. And the Father did the same thing with you for us. Father, we cannot thank you enough for your love, your intentional love toward us, and for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Jesus, thank you so much for despising the shame that came with being one who was cursed, one who was placed on a tree. You know, Jesus, they say cursed is the one who hangs on the tree. What they meant was the one who's crucified. But you were nowhere near cursed. You were cursed to remove the curse from us. And we thank you for that. Lord, you hesitated. You thought about it in the garden. But you said to your Father, if there's no other way, then Father, give me the strength to go through it this way. Not my will, but yours be done. You did whatever you had to do to make us right, to put us right with our Father in heaven, so that we could live the life he intended for us to live before we got things all tore up in the garden. We thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you told those folks in the Old Testament that it wasn't always going to be on tablets of stone, but you was going to write your word on the tablets of our hearts. And you've done that by filling us with your Holy Spirit. And now he is the one who leads and guides and teaches us everything. Lord Jesus, when you were here, you said that you didn't call us servants no more, but you called us friends. And your explanation for that is that you had told us everything that the Father told you to tell us. We don't know why you choose to bless us like that, choose to be with us like that. But we receive it, Lord, and we thank you for it. Sometimes, Father, it is hard to even fathom your love for us. We recognize in ourselves that we're kind of disgusting, and we do things intentionally and on purpose. But just let us fall to our knees. Let us confess our sin. And Lord, you can't hesitate to forgive us our sins and then work with us to clean the mess up that we made. Oh, how awesome is your love for us. Thank you so much. You could have been a wild and crazy God, like people who don't know you, who think that you just want to run around punishing people for sin. If you wanted to do that, it would have ended with Adam. But you made us to be with you forever. Jesus, it was you who told us that you were going away to prepare a place for us, and you was going to come back and receive us unto yourself so that we could be with you where you are forever. You even prayed in John chapter 17 that you wanted us to be with you, to be one with you, just like you are one with the Father. You wanted us to be one with you, one with the Father. And you've done that by giving us your Holy Spirit. And you've made us family. You call us your sons. You call us your daughters. And we thank you for that, Lord Jesus. We could not pay you to do that. We could not earn that. There's no work we could do to get that. But you came and you gave us what we did not deserve. And Lord, you are so awesome that if we lead a person to Christ, you actually give us rewards in heaven for that. If we help somebody who's in Christ to learn how to live better, you actually give us rewards for that. And we're only teaching them your word. And then, Lord, if we take the resources that you gave us and we share them with those in need without judgment, but just share because they're in need, you reward us. Who wouldn't love a God like you? Who wouldn't want a Savior like you, Jesus? Who would not want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to be led, to be guided, to be protected, to be informed? Lord Jesus, you saw that COVID was coming into the world when the devil came to you and got permission to use it, and you said yes. And COVID started, the devil did, just like he did with Job. He started spreading COVID all over the world real quick. And before you know it, Jesus, he had millions infected. And to this date, right here in America, over 570,000 people have died. He is not playing. Just like when he went at Job, he went at Job and had Job tore up from the floor up and sick like he couldn't get well in a matter of minutes. And here he is, and took out 570,000 people. But I thank you, Jesus, that you heard the prayers of your own people. You saw the fear in their hearts of this new disease that is coming to the world. We haven't seen a pandemic since the 1100s, since those days when the Black Plague took out 2 million people. And back in 1918 when it happened, and we suffered with that flu. Lord Jesus, and here we are again now with a modern-day pandemic. And you said in your word in Matthew 24 that there would, and Luke chapter 21, that there would be widespread disease in many lands. We call it a pandemic. But, Lord, here you come to the rescue. Ain't that just like you, Jesus? When the devil thought he had won, here you come giving man the idea for a vaccine. And I know it came from you, Jesus, because man mess up everything. He tear up everything. But this thing seems to have worked for everybody that's been vaccinated by it. This thing seems to provide 95% efficacy rate and 100% against going to the hospital seriously ill and dying. Man cannot do that. He'd mess up a sunny day. But you, Jesus, have blessed them to come up with something that usually take years to come with. And they've now vaccinated over 200 million people. And Lord, man can't do that. But Jesus, the devil is convincing people with no evidence at all that they should not take the vaccine. That they should have faith in you and trust that you. But Lord Jesus, as Pastor Janice Tate, as Deacon Charles Tate talked with me, and he told me how you erected that pole in the wilderness and told Moses to put a bronze serpent on it. And you said, now Jesus, I know you could have healed them people of the snake bites. I know you could have helped them. You didn't need nothing. You didn't need nobody to part the Red Sea or the Jordan River or push the walls of Jericho down. So I know you could have just said, all y'all healed, and they would have been healed. But that's not what you did. What you did is told Moses to put up a pole, put a bronze serpent on it, and if anybody look up there, they going to live. They didn't have to have faith that you was going to keep them from getting bit by the snakes. But if they got bit by the snakes or not, they just looked up to live. And now here you have presented us with a vaccine, and you're saying take the shot and live, and at least COVID-19 won't kill you. Now, there's another million ways to die, Jesus, but you took away the death of COVID-19. That's not a way we can die. So, Lord, I pray that you work it out, because it all you said in your own word over in Romans 14, let each person be thoroughly persuaded in their own minds. So, Jesus, I pray that you help them to be persuaded to get it, because people who are waiting to see what's going to happen have gotten infected. And now they're suffering with COVID. And, Jesus, it's only a matter of time before the devil go get the rest of those who think that somehow they're more special, that you become a respecter of persons, and you're going to protect them. But you told all the rest of us to go get a shot. Lord, help them to see that the pole is erected and the bronze serpent is on it, and all they need to do is look up and live. You got husbands who don't care about their wives and children. If they go out with COVID, what happens to their wives and children? You got family members who don't care that their death going to wreck the rest of the family. They ain't thinking about that. But the devil has crept in and put something in their heads to believe that somehow you're going to treat them as they're special, more special than all the 200 million people you had to get vaccinated. And, Lord, as far as we know, only one person has died. And that was through complications from the Johnson & Johnson vaccine with blood clots, 6 people out of 7 million affected by it, and only one died. We know man can't do that, but you can. I know, Lord Jesus, like you said, if they die and they're saved, they'll just come home to be with you. And maybe that's what you knew in the first place. But for those, Jesus, who are going to leave children behind, those who are going to leave wives and husbands and family and friends behind without any concern to how their death is going to bother them, help remove that selfishness and help them to just think about other people rather than themselves. Lord, we thank you. These are the concerns that we have. We thank you for our food. We thank you for our clothes. We thank you for the money that you give us to do everything with. We just thank you, Lord, for everything that you do for us. But we pray, Lord Jesus, that folks would receive the blessing that you sent. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you accept our thanks for all of the wonderful things you've done for us. Help us, Lord, to get it out of our heads that we've passed from death to life. There is no condemnation to those who are in Christ. But we belong to you, Lord. And you are the one that's working on us. So I appeal to you, Lord, concerning your church, the body of Christ. They're hearing voices. I pray the voice that they're hearing is your voice. And see, Satan talked in the garden and the Father talked in the garden, but it was our voice that said we'll eat from the tree that tore us up. So it's not Satan's voice trying to mislead us, which he is doing, and it's not your voice trying to lead us the right way, which you are doing. It's not the voice of the world telling us to do things the way the world do them. But, Lord, it's our voice that's going to make the choice of which one of them voices we listen to. I pray, Jesus, as we go forward, that we learn to listen to your voice. You said in your word that my sheep know my voice, and another they will not follow. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray that we follow your voice and accept and receive your love, your mercy, and your kindness. And we thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Govern yourselves accordingly. Trust in the Lord. Thank you, Pastor, for making our request known to God. We appreciate you. Thank you. So far, we're having a great time this morning with more to come. I want to thank you for allowing me to be your presiding person. And as always, if you have been blessed by this Saturday morning worship experience, then be a blessing to others and let them know that this Saturday worship service is happening. Share the love, joy, and the blessing. Amen. Okay, time for the preach word, a message from God, the best part, icing on the cake. The next voice you will hear following this song selection is our very own talented and faithful man of God, Associate Pastor Terrence Tate. Let's prepare to receive Associate Pastor Terrence Tate coming his own way with the word from the Lord. Amen.
Your glory, I want your glory, I want your glory. Here's my heart, and here's my soul. Holy Spirit, come in. Fill me with your consuming fire. I want your glory, want your glory.
Move me fully out of the way and you didn't have your way. And let the word that you have given me to preach to your people energize your people to do your will. It's in your presence and holy name I pray this prayer. Amen and amen. Good morning, all Blog Talk Radio listeners all around the world. You know, it's funny that the Lord, that pastor was playing all those songs before I preach. And like I said a few minutes ago, all the songs that pastor played before I preached really confirmed the word that the Lord wants me to give. The title of my message is, Don't Lose Your Praise During the Test. Don't lose your praise during the test. And the two scriptures that he wants me to use are Psalms 150, verse 6, which says this, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. And the second one is Psalm 34, verse 1. And it reads like this, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. The whole problem with the church is when somebody in the church is facing a trial, the first thing they do is they lose their praise for God. They lose their thanksgiving for God. But 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God for you through Christ Jesus. You know, it's very important that we not lose our praise for God. Because when we lose our praise for God, we give the devil credit for what God is doing. And it shouldn't be the other way around. We should give God praise at all times, even when we don't see God working in our lives. We should give God admiration and thanksgiving for the things that he has done, will do, and is doing in our lives. Because, believe it or not, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for God doing. We would not be here if it wasn't for God doing what he has done, will do, and is doing in our lives. And folks, whether you know it or not, that there is power in your praise. There is power in your praise. So when you are faced with circumstances that you don't see your way out of, instead of complaining about God and your circumstances, be grateful that the circumstances are in your life, because they're making you stronger. They're making you have appreciation and admiration for God. I want to tell you a story. It was January 25th, 2015. We were at Run of a Christ. We were at Run of a Christ Ministries. And Mother Shaw Hamilton was singing the song, "You Are High and Lifted Up in This Place." Everybody was praising the Lord because they knew how good God was. But everybody else sat down after the song was over. And my mother, Deaconess Maureen Tate, was still standing up. And I said, "Lord, the song is over. Why is he still standing up?" He said, "She's given me admiration and thanks and praise for what I have done in her life. And when he told me that, I said, "Lord, I've never thought about it that way." So when you give God admiration and praise for what he has done in your life, then you are telling the devil, "Devil, you have no control over me anymore, because my praise is more powerful than your defeat." You know, praise is an outlet to your deliverance. I'm going to say it one more time. Praise is an outlet to your deliverance. It says in Psalm chapter 34, verse 1, it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. Let me break it down for you. It says, I will. It's talking about us as the body of Christ. That means we have the opportunity to give God the praise that he deserves. It says, "I will bless the Lord at all times." That means I will praise him in the good times, in the bad times, in the hard times, in the easy times. We can't afford to lose our praise for God during the test. Trials are going to come in your life, but when the trials come, that is the time to give God the praise and worship that he is due. You know, it says in John chapter 16, verse 33, it says, in this life, you are going to have trials and tribulations. That means in this life, things are going to happen. Whether God allows them to happen or whether the devil allows them to happen. You are going to have trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer. That means give God praise even when you don't see your way out of what you're facing right now. Because Jesus has overcome the world. In Psalm chapter 150, verse 6, it says, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. That says, let everything that have breath, if you got breath in your lungs and you know how good God has been to you, give him praise. Don't just sit back and tell him, God, you're not good. I'm not going to praise you. Praise him at all times. Even when you don't see your way out of the circumstances you are in right now. See, praise is a powerful weapon against the enemy. Praise is a powerful weapon against the enemy that will cause you to be victorious over your circumstances that you may be facing. I don't care what kind of circumstances you may be facing right now, but don't, please don't keep acting like you're depressed over your circumstances. Praise your way out of that depression over your circumstances. Some of you may be facing financial difficulties, but you know what? If you praise your way out of that financial difficulties, during the financial difficulties, your financial difficulties will get easier to handle. Some of you may be facing physical difficulties right now. But if you continue to praise your way out of your physical difficulty, the enemy will have no power over you. And you will become victorious over that physical difficulty. You know, for the last 33 years, I've faced physical difficulty after physical difficulty for the last 33 years of my life. Yes, there were times where I wanted to quit. Yes, there were times where I wanted to give up. But you know what I did? I praised my way out of that difficulty. Why am I saying that? Because praise is a powerful weapon against the enemy. And faith, when you are faced with all kinds of difficulties, don't lose your praise for God during the test. Because you will have power over the enemy. Praise will help you see God for who he is and what he's doing in your life. You know, Paul and Silas were in a Philippian jail. But instead of getting discouraged in that Philippian jail, they sang praises to God at midnight. Now, tell me that isn't, tell me that isn't warring against the enemy. They were raging war against the enemy when they sang praises to God at midnight. See, praise is not only a powerful weapon against the enemy, praise will defeat the enemy. So don't lose your praise for God during the test. Because praise for God during the test of your life will help you see and understand God in a different way. If you keep a praise on your lips for God at all times. See, every time I face adversity, I want to quit. Every time I face a physical challenge after physical challenge, yes, I want to quit. But I have to remember, I'm victorious over my circumstances. And the only way I will stay victorious over my circumstances is if I will always keep a praise on my lips for my God. See, the enemy doesn't like it when we give God praise and thanksgiving for our circumstances. He wants us to stay stuck and depressed about our circumstances. But as children of God, we have been commanded to exalt him and praise him for everything that God has done. you may not like what God is doing in your life, but let me tell you something, folks. God is trying to get us to worship Him. God is not trying to get us to be stuck where we are. God is trying to get us to worship Him for who He is. And not just for who He is, but for what he's done in our lives. So when you are faced with physical trials, financial trials, emotional trials, don't say, God, I don't see my way out of this. Say, God, I praise you for everything that you have done in my life, because I will not be where you want me to be if I didn't go through the trials I went through. I love Tony Evans. Tony Evans was preaching, and he came down with COVID. But what Tony Evans did, instead of dwelling on the fact that he had COVID, was he gave God the credit for what God has done in Tony Evans' life. Tony Evans will not be where he is today if he would have stayed depressed about getting COVID. Tony Evans will not be where he is today if he would have stayed depressed about the roof of his church caving in. See, you gotta praise your way out of your circumstances so you can keep a praise on your lips for God at all times. Say, I know it's hard, but please keep a praise on your lips, because God is worthy. God is worthy of every ounce of our praise. He's not worthy of just a little bit of our praise. He's worthy of every ounce of our praise. He's not an unworthy God. God is a trustworthy God, and he's worthy of every ounce of our praise. He's creditable of every ounce of our praise. So even when we don't see our way out of our circumstances that we may be faced with, don't lose your praise for God, because God is worthy of every ounce of our praise, not just a little bit of it. Psalms 38:10 says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." The word says, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together." When you are faced with unlikable circumstances in your life, that's when we need to worship and praise and magnify the true and living God, because he is worthy of every ounce of your praise. When your kids drive you crazy, God is worthy of every ounce of your praise, because he will help you get over that attitude that, Lord, my kids are driving me crazy, I can't stand my kids. When your car won't start, praise God about it, because God will make a way for your car to start. When you lose a job at the place that you work for, praise God about it, because God will get you another job. You just gotta praise your way out and don't lose your praise for God. Because, folks, the only way to wage war against the enemy in this world during our circumstances is to praise God during the test. I love it when I heard Nico last Sunday on the radio praying from her hospital bed. Not only was she praying from her hospital bed, she was praising God that she was able to use the strength to pray from her hospital bed. And she was waging war against the enemy with her praise. I'll tell you another story. It was May 3rd, 2015. It was on a Sunday. We had just got out of church, and my best friend and one of my role models, my auntie Madeline Flowers, went home to be with the Lord. Now, mind you, my auntie Madeline was sick for years. At first, I got mad because the Lord took her away from here. But the Lord reminded me, keep a praise on your lips during this time, because I know it's hard for you because you miss her, but she's not suffering anymore. And praise me because of the fact that you don't have to see her suffer anymore. Now, mind you, my auntie was in and out of the hospital for many years. And when that happened, when her passing happened, I had to realize, Lord, you are worthy of every ounce of my praise. So I'm going to praise you and you alone. And the Lord said, son, that's what I want. So when you are faced with unlikable circumstances, keep a praise on your lips for the Lord Jesus Christ, because he is worthy of every ounce of your praise. And when you keep a praise on your lips during your death, you are helping somebody else get through their own physical, financial, emotional, or family-related test. And God will reward you for keeping a praise on your lips at all times. And God will reward you for giving him thanks in the middle of your test so that you could be a witness to somebody else who may be going through hard times. So as you go through this week, don't let the devil steal your praise. Because when the devil steals your praise, you gave him permission to. Don't let the devil steal your praise. Keep a praise on your lips for God during your test, and watch God turn things around for you in your own life, in his own way. Because when you see God in a different light, he notices your worship. He notices your gratitude. He notices how much you love him. And when you are able to praise God during your own death, other people, you will rub off on other people. So, saints, whenever you're going through a test this week, keep a praise on your lips, because God is worthy of every ounce of your praise. Don't lose your praise during the test. Gracious Heavenly Father, what a word. What a word. Father, I praise you for the opportunity to talk to your people about not losing their praise during the test. Father, I did not preach your word that you wanted me to preach for my glory, but Father, I preach your word the way you wanted your word preached, so that you would be magnified, so that you will be glorified, so that I will be rewarded in heaven for the things I've done down here on earth. And I thank you for letting me be faithful to your work on Blog Talk Radio for 13 years with without fail. Father, you said in John chapter 17, Father, I brought you glory so that you could use me to finish the work that you've given me to do. Father, it's in your precious, mighty, matchless, and wonderful name I pray this prayer. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Hold on, preacher. We're going to bring you back in a minute. Amen. That is what this service was all about, and I want to play this song before Crystal comes. Crystal's going to be coming to close us out, and we're going to have communion too, so get your stuff for communion ready. Find you something that symbolizes the bread and something that symbolizes the blood, and we're going to have communion. But I thank God for what we heard today, because we're living in a time where a whole lot of Christians are definitely losing their praise. But I think this song right here will say it better, and we'll be back.
Open up your mouth, church! flesh. Open up your mouth and somebody clap those hands and declare,
amen. Praise is what we do even when we're going through. Amen. Hey, if you want to give your life to the Lord, if you want to understand why we praise God even while we're sitting in jails and all kinds of things, you know, the devil concocted a scheme to make us not trust God or believe God. If you want to know why we still believe God even though we're going through and we praise through, pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord God, our Father, I'm an admitted sinner. Today I confess out of my mouth what I believe in my heart. I believe you raised Jesus from the dead, and I accept him right now as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. If you prayed that simple prayer, you just got born again. I want to invite you over to our church website, amen, rfcm.org. Amen. Click on Salvation Prayer. On that page, you're going to find 6 characteristics of a Bible-based church. Since you just became a Christian, the Lord wants you to grow. Amen. So you need a church that can help you to do that. And read those 6 characteristics, amen, and you'll know which church you need to join to help you do that. Amen. But until you do, you can avail yourself of over 1,200 worship services and Bible classes right here at Running for Christ Ministries. They're all free. All you have to do is click on Bible classes, click on BTR player. Boom, you are there. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Welcome to the family. And you just became a Christian. Guess what? This will be your first communion. Amen. We'll explain to you as we go along what that is. But those of you who have your symbol of bread, those of you who have your symbol of the blood, on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he broke it. And he gave it to his disciples, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Let us all eat together. And in the same way, he took the cup, and he said, this is my blood, which is shed for you. Amen. A sign of the new covenant that God is making with all mankind. As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show respect and remembrance of my death, burial, and resurrection. Let us all drink together. Let us pray. Lord God, our Father, we give thanks for the communion. We give thanks for those who took part in the communion. We confess, Lord, all our sins and thank you for your forgiveness and for your cleansing. We remember Jesus, and we'll keep doing that till you come back and get us. In your name, Lord, amen. Amen. What Crystal at? Where you at, Crystal? There you go. Amen. What's up? What's up this morning? What's up? What's up? You just gonna start laughing, right? You just gonna come in and laugh
hey,
tonight.
You
just
know,
pass
you,
the old speed dial. Listen to him. He's talking on speed dial.
You know, I am still on praise is what I do. Like every time I grew up in New Mount Moriah. Missionary Baptist Church, where Pastor William Murphy was what Minister Janice Tate is to Run for Christ Ministries. And so I knew him from a long time ago. His dad's a bishop now, his grandfather. And so when I hear his music, and I hadn't heard that song in a long time, and so when I heard it, I said, wow, it just took me back to when I was a kid growing up in New Mount Moriah, and then it brought me to
everything that I've kind of been thinking about and going through and being anxious about over this last couple weeks or so. And then I got brought right up to the moment where Pastor Terrence Tate preached his word about not losing your praise while you're going through. So that song that you prayed was absolutely perfect. It's like I have these epiphanal moments. I know I just made that word up. But, you know, I have these epiphanal moments. Every Saturday, everything that has happened from Sunday when I get off of Sunday worship service to Saturday when I hear your word. Yes, like everything just comes together that week after Sunday worship service.
It just
becomes one giant epiphanal moment for me, and everything just kind of gets put in place. I might have a serious moment, Pastor.
I know. But your Savior keep laughing. He's like, you said epiphanal. I'm like, Jesus, I heard her.
It's like the epiphanies that you have all come together to be one giant epiphanal moment. That sounds right, doesn't it?
Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Oh, you're just yelling sister,
Jesus. If I didn't have a pastor that made up words, I would not have even been comfortable
now
saying
you
that.
Bless
okay?
You.
Yes.
You know, he says, your fault. You always making up words.
Hello. On Blog Talk, in person, you will make up a word and say, yes, I just made it up. So here we are making up words. So to me, all of the epiphanies that I have from Sunday to Saturday all combine to make one ginormous epiphanal moment. And that is what
it makes sense. I told you the word is perfect. You're like, I can't listen to you because you make up words too.
it makes sense. Yes, it's just a culmination of all my mini epiphanies that just happen in one moment when it all comes together. So it's epiphanal. I'm just like, anyway.
That was wonderful. I am through.
I know you do. I know. I'm just going to do these announcements because this just is not.
That was a good one, Crystal. That was a good one.
Look, if I didn't have a pastor who made up words, I wouldn't have even said it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. See? I'm talking about. Lord,
ooh, we just got epiphanated.
We got epiphanated. You see what I'm saying? All of your mini epiphanies become one epiphanal moment. And then y'all just got epiphanated. So, hey, use those at your leisure. I will not trademark them, but I'm saying if you get some money because people find it funny, I'm going to need you to cut your sister a little check, okay? That's all I'm saying. Amen, amen. Praise God. Good morning, y'all. Please announce this. Happy Saturday. In case you didn't know, to all of our Blog Talk radio listeners who tune in this morning to our Saturday morning worship service, it is May 1st. Y'all, it was just, Jesus, it was just January 1st, and now it's May 1st. Unbelievable. So, yeah, we're here for our Saturday morning worship service, so we are thankful for all of our listeners who tuned in today, old listeners and new listeners alike. We always want to thank, you know, the pastor of the hour, Pastor Terrence Tate, for bringing us an on-time epiphanal, for me, word. He just summed up what I needed. And so God knew I needed it. God knows that there are so many people who are listening who needed it. And then to hear the song Praises What I Do by William Murphy, hello, I've been reminded throughout this past week that praise is what we need to do no matter what we're going through. So today's service was amazing. Personally, I want to thank Pastor Terrence Tate for preaching that because that spoke directly to my spirit and soul. So I know I'm not the only person who feels that way. You know, we thank you so much for bringing us that word today. Pastor Terrence Tate, you are always ready to bless us with a word from the Lord. And so we thank you so much for your faithfulness and your consistency and your obedience to bring the word of God to us. And we pray that all those who were listening today or who will listen are blessed, have been blessed and will be blessed by what they heard in our worship service today. Amen. Amen. So Run for Christ Ministries, the building. I told y'all, if y'all see somebody just laying up against the building, that would be me, okay? It's still located at 27085 West Sider Drive in Ecorse, Michigan. Of course, you guys all know that our Bible reading class is held on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Deaconess Kathy is teaching 2 Kings chapters 20 through 25. The questions will be available online for you to access this afternoon. So just go to our church website, rfcm.org, under Bible classes this afternoon, and you will find them there so that you can participate in Bible reading class on Wednesday at 6 p.m. Amen? Amen. So every Tuesday, as you know, at 4 p.m., Reverend Richard Overall, Pastor O's brother, is here on Blog Talk Radio teaching and preaching in his series, Training Day. He has been on F-I-R-E, or better yet, I should say F-I-Y-A, on fire. Okay, y'all, so please set yourself a reminder and remember to tune in each week at 4 o'clock on Tuesdays to hear Training Day. He be, when I tell y'all, he needs that hour. He needs 2 hours, but we're going to be happy with the hour that we're getting. He is so full. It's so awesome. So please, please do yourself a favor. You will be blessed by listening to Training Day. Amen. Excuse me. Amen. So tomorrow, Sunday, May 2nd, we will be having our Sunday services here, our Sunday worship service, which we know begins at 9:30 a.m. with Sunday school with Associate Pastor Jonathan Tate. Teaching, I don't even have it written in my announcements. I believe it's 2 Corinthians chapter 4, or I don't think he's in 5 yet. I believe he's in 4. But nevertheless, he will be teaching tomorrow at 9:30 a.m. for Sunday school. And at 10 a.m., we will continue our Sunday worship going into the Word with Assistant Pastor Janice Tate. I'll be so happy to hear her voice. I feel like I have not heard her voice in so, so very long. So I will be happy to hear a word from her tomorrow. So make sure you tune in starting at 9:30 a.m. Amen. Now, the fourth Wednesday of every month from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. from now until November, First Fruit Living Ministries, Minister Shelley, along with Pastor O, and anyone else who wants to join in, will be out in front of Run for Christ Ministries at the bus stop, praying with people, rededicating, restoring people back to and back in Christ, giving out Bibles, giving out lunches, having conversations, meeting new people. We got an email. Pastor sent an email of the first one that just happened on this past Wednesday. He was saying that the rain held off, and there's pictures of people praying, and there's signs in the grass in the front of the church. It's absolutely beautiful. So check your email if you're part of Run for Christ Ministries, because we did get those. And it will just give you the confirmation that it's a beautiful thing to be able to. You don't need a large crowd to do small things. And when you're rededicating and getting people saved, you don't need a humongous crowd to do that. All you need is a couple of people. And those pictures prove that people are willing to turn their lives over to the Lord, and they're open to hearing the word of God. So if you're able to make it out the fourth Wednesday of every month from 11:30 a.m., excuse me, to 1:30 p.m., please do so. Amen? Amen. As a reminder, that all of our classes and services here on Blog Talk Radio are recorded, archived, and free. Go to our church website, rfcm.org. Click on the Blog Talk Radio tab. All the classes will be there for you, accessible 24/7, 365, again, for free. Download them for yourself and share them with others. Amen. Amen. If you want to bless us, excuse me, at Running for Christ with a free will love offering, or if you're a member and you want to pay tithes or give any additional gifts, please visit the church website again, rfcm.org. You'll be able to do what you need to do there. We want to continue to thank everyone who continues to faithfully give to Run for Christ Ministries, even though we're not physically present in the building, as you all know. We've already given our first installment to all of the outreach ministries that we support. So for more info on our outreach, of course, go to our church website, rfcm.org. We know that these outreach ministries that we support help lots of hurting and struggling people in different capacities all year long. So please visit our church website for more info on that. In addition to this, if you want to give a love offering for Pastor Terrence Tate, who brought the word today, rfcm.org is the place for you to do that. Just click under offerings, notate who it's for, and it will be passed on to the preacher accordingly. Amen. Amen. So we know that prayer is simply talking to God, and it's essential to bringing heaven down to earth. John 15:5 says, I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. For apart from me, you can't do nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Zero, zip, zilch, nada, okay? Deuteronomy 31:8 says, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. So do not be afraid and do not be discouraged. We have been commanded to seek God in all that we do, and he promised to be with us at all times. Therefore, it's our responsibility to unite as one in the body of Christ, serving in the purpose that God has created for us. Amen. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18 says, rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And we ask your prayers for those who are sick, shut in, one another, whether you know people personally or not. Duh, most of us don't know many people. We don't know the world, but it doesn't mean that God doesn't. We know that God knows everybody, and he knows the circumstances of everybody. So it's our job to pray for everyone. And, of course, make sure to pray for yourself. Don't forget to pray for our children, my children, your children, they children, everybody, y'all's children, everybody's children, okay? Our nation, our world, our leaders, the many missing and exploited who are being trafficked and abused, as well as all of our brothers and sisters in Christ all over the world who are persecuted for their belief and service to the Lord. Special prayers, of course, go out to all of our wonderful mothers that Run for Christ Ministries, Mother Cheryl, Mother Louisa, Mother Irma. I love hearing her voice when she reads scripture and prayer with such power and such force and such authority. I love it. Mother Marilyn, and, of course, Mother Persia. Pray for Tyrone Hamilton, as well as Pastor John Mack and Dr. Nico Gaston. Amen. Amen. Pray for all those who are spiritually lost and confused, remembering Acts 1:8, which says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, which today is your household, Judea, which today is your community, Samaria today, which is outside of your comfort zone, to places where you wouldn't normally go, but you might take somebody with you to go just to make sure everything's copacetic, and to the ends of the earth. And those are places that you never thought you'd go that you didn't think existed. Well, you know what? They need the word of God too, and it's our job to spread the good news of our Savior Jesus Christ so that no souls are left behind. So when you think about something good, don't we share good things with people? If I go to a restaurant and have a good meal, am I not going to tell people you should go over there because the food was the bomb? Or if I watched a good movie, am I not going to tell people, hey, this movie is great, you should watch it? Okay, well, Jesus Christ is the greatest. So don't keep him to yourself. Share him with others, okay? Amen? Amen. We agree. Amen. So 1 Samuel 15:22 reads, Samuel said, which does the Lord prefer, obedience or offerings and sacrifices? It is better to obey him than to sacrifice the best sheep to him. Now, we know sheep was the literal definition back in the day, but what do you today, 2021, May 1st, 2021, offer to God through your obedience to him? What do you say, here, God, I'm giving you this because this should be good enough versus what you told me? So is it your work? Is it your family, your kids, your social life, your social media, money, relationships, whatever? Doesn't matter. Whatever it is, that's your sheep. And that's what you're giving up to God. So if God asked you to plant a seed, why would you not plant it? If he asked you to water the seed, why would you not water it? Whatever you have to give up to do what God asks is nothing in comparison to blessings that you will receive by being obedient. If you want an apple tree, you don't plant watermelon seeds. You plant what God tells you to plant, and you will harvest in due time what you are meant to harvest. Amen? Amen. So be obedient. Psalm 34:18 says, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Matthew 5:4 says, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Romans 12:15 says, rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. And 1 Thessalonians 4:13 says, but let us not mourn as those who have no hope. Psalm 30:5 says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So when you are sad or brokenhearted over the loss of a friend or a loved one, or even with the loss that we see, hear, and read about all over the world, use these scriptures as well as many others to give you strength and encouragement that only the word of God can give you. So with that, we ask that you please continue to keep those who are bereaved and hurting in your thoughts and prayers. We pray God's comfort, healing, love, and peace upon you. I personally am asking for prayers for my friend and coworker, Felicia, who tragically lost her 19-year-old daughter, Nevaeh, this week. Please, please, please keep her lifted in prayer and their whole entire family. Amen. Amen. So we know that we're all part of the body of Christ, and we need each other. Matthew 5, verses 14, 15, and 16 says, "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Blessings are not always in the form of money or things, and a smile or a kind word goes a long way. But we know that the gift of love is free. So take time out to be a ray of light to someone today, because as Hebrews chapter 13, verses 1 and 2 says, keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters. Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, you may have entertained angels without even knowing it." Amen. Amen. So we know that it's a new month. It's the month of May. Happy birthday to all of the Blog Talk listeners all around the world who are celebrating today, May 1st, or who are going to be celebrating in this upcoming week. We know that we love y'all, but we love our Run for Christ Ministries family even more. And so we always send special love and birthday wishes to our RFCM family. Got two birthdays that I know of this month. Joyana, who celebrates her birthday on the 8th. And I already know I'm going to get a beat down for this the entire month long, but he won't see me in church, so I can say it knowing that Jesus is going to protect me. Deacon brother Dr. Rayfield Rogers, yes, sir, will be celebrating his birthday on May 19th. Guess what? He can't beat me down. I'm going to say it every Saturday for the entire month, and he's going to have to deal with it. Amen. Amen. I got security at the door just in case he come knocking. Amen. Amen. So, you know, I'll be shouting them out all month long. So happy, happy birthday to them. Amen. Amen. And y'all know I got a devotional for you today titled, "Let God Focus Your Passions." Amen. By Pastor Rick Warren. And it says, "Look, I am standing at the door and knocking. If anyone listens to my voice and opens the door, I'll come in and we'll eat together." That's Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. God gave you a heart, and he has placed in you passions, desires, and dreams. But unless they are under his control, they will be misused and abused or lie dormant and wasted in your life. All around the world, millions of passionate people are misusing and abusing their interests and ambitions, and it breaks God's heart. That's why, in spite of their talent and passion, those people are unhappy. When your passions are misused, it makes you miserable. You might be thinking, I'm not really passionate about anything right now. You know what that means, don't you? It means you are disconnected from God. You cannot be connected to God and just passionate. You just can't. Those two feelings, those two things, they just don't go together. When you are plugged into God, it's like plugging into a power supply. You get passionate. God is a passionate God. The only reason you have emotions is because you're made in his image. God is emotional. God gets jealous when he sees you ignoring him for something else. God loves you with an everlasting love, and no matter what you do, he will always love you. Now, that is passion. When you spend time with God on a daily basis and get plugged into his passion, you can't help but be passionate yourself. You start to develop God's heart for the world. You start to feel the way he does. Who you hang out with really does make a difference. When you spend time with God, you become more like him. Would you like to have more energy and enthusiasm? Well, the word enthusiasm comes from the Greek word entheos, meaning in God. When you get entheos, you're going to be enthusiastic. The closer you get to God, the more energy, vitality, and passion you will have in your life. The further away you get, the more bored and apathetic you become with life. To get closer to God, you've got to open your heart to him. "Look, I'm standing at the door and knocking. If anyone listens to my voice and opens the door, I'll come in and we'll eat together." Again, that's Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Jesus Christ has been standing and knocking at the door of your life for a long time. He wants to come in and help you use your passion in positive ways. But he's a gentleman. He is not going to bust the door down. You have got to open it up. So I ask you, as some final thoughts, ask yourself these questions. How do the people you spend time with and the things you spend your time doing make you more or less passionate about God? What are you passionate about? And how can it bring glory to God? What changes in your schedule might help you prioritize a quiet time with God every day? And why is this important? So we know that only you can answer these. The Holy Spirit will convict you but not condemn you. So once you've answered these questions, confess these areas to the Lord and let him transform your life to not only be passionate about yourself, but to use the passions that you've been given to bring glory to God and to bless others. Jesus is knocking. Will you let him in? Amen. Amen. Those are your announcements.
Amen. Crystal?
Amen.
That's
yes.
Awesome.
Amen. Awesome. Praise the
you
Lord.
I'd wait to see what that reading is going to be. You know what I mean?
Oh, Jesus.
Because I know the Lord is so intentional, and he's trying to reach somebody. And sometimes we think that God is only talking to us. But, you know, I was feeling real bad one time. Now I'll let you go. I was feeling real bad that, you know, Lord, I didn't know who was listening to Blog Talk Radio or if anybody was getting it. And so I had decided to quit it. And I was going to shut it down and not do any more shows. Then I got a letter from an email from a woman over in England. And she said in her email that we appreciate what you're doing. Keep up the good work. It came from London, England, the UK.
Wow.
And that relit the passion in me. And here we are.
It's huge.
All these years later. You know, so you never
know. We don't know what Blog Talk is doing. We don't know how blogs, like I said last week, we don't know the treasure in heaven that we're earning. We don't know what blogs doing around the world. We don't know how Blog Talk is reaching people around the world. All you know is that we have listeners in all of these different places, but we don't know how people's individual lives are being affected by what they are hearing here on Blog Talk Radio. So this is intentional, and I know that I'm very careful about the things that I say, because if I'm one person hears what I say and it changes their life, cha-ching, I'm going to be boiling in heaven.
Me and Baby Holy Ghost was just talking about that, about treasure in heaven, while we were listening to you. And that's one of the things that came up. We don't know, but God knows. He knows every single person that made a move because of you.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
And how much is that in treasure in heaven? I don't know, but I'm so thankful for God to be able to do these kinds of things and take the time it takes to be about his business. And it's amazing to me that after all he's done for us, he's still willing to pay us to do things that he going to do through us.
Hello.
I'm like, Jesus,
I don't get
you know.
It's
you know what, Chris?
It's epiphanal.
It's epiphanal. That's the only word that'll fit that. This is epiphanals in this. Amen.
Yes.
Got a pluralized.
Yes. It's more than one.
I know English teachers are going crazy. You know, they're like.
They'll be all right.
They'll get over it.
It'll be all right. That sure will. Amen.
Thank you, Crystal. Appreciate you.
You're welcome. Of course.
Amen. It's been a wonderful day, wonderful worship service. Did you ever believe in your life you'd be going to church Saturday and Sunday? Amen. Praise God. He'd be making moves, right? Amen. We've had a wonderful time, wonderful service, and now it's time for us to listen to this last song and get on with the rest of our Saturday. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Pastor Terrence Tate. Amen. Pastor Terrence Tate done set us up, y'all. Now, you know the test is coming because his sermon subject was don't lose your praise during the test. So if you ain't in a test, you're probably just coming out of one. How did you do? If you didn't do so well, you're probably going right back into one. God wants you to have faith. God wants you to learn how to worship him even when it's not going quite like we expected it to. Amen? You know, that stuff might be messing up because he wanted to mess up to see if you've learned how to keep your praise. Watch out.
Hey, in the midst of. Now look, to all my church folks, what I want you to do? Cause I want you to play this real, real loud in your car. Make them think you listening to some secular stuff.
Don't you really feel like praising?
Walk up, walk up.
Jesus is so amazing, responsible for great things. Jesus is so amazing. Working hard, trying to get money. So much drama always around me. I'm growing up, so how could you doubt me? I wanna be free. Check to check, payday to payday. Praying every day to find me a new way. Struggle gon' come, but faithful I will stay. Cause I believe.
Expertise, and it seems not to make you better, but you start to get